We're going to head out to Kent, Ohio, and be joined by Golden Flashes head coach, Sean Lewis. Good morning, Sean. How are you?
Morning, Ken. Doing great.
Good morning. Well, thank you for your time. Congratulations on the first win of the year for your Golden Flashes in exciting fashion. And after looking at the film, talk about the performance by your Kent State Golden Flashes.
Yeah, you know, really pleased with the way the kids showed some real fight. And we knew it was going to be a very challenging task. It's a very good Kennesaw State team, and with their style of play offensively, new possessions were going to be limited. You know, kind of the one negative that really came out of it, knowing that we were going to have limited possessions, we knew that we needed to take care of the football and on special teams for the second week in a row on punt return. We put the ball on the deck and gave them two extra possessions, one that led to a touchdown. The other one, the defense came up huge, showed great character and bowed up and got a turnover, which really, you know, was a huge difference maker in the game, but was really pleased with the way the defense played overall. There was eight red zone trips that we really, you know, again, shored up in the red zone and limited them to quite a few field goals, generated turnovers. Obviously getting a turnover in the top half of the overtime was big. You know, and then offensively really played a patient game. Thought we did a lot of good things really, really well. Still plenty to clean up on, but was really pleased with the consistency of the quarterback play and, you know, Crum being patient with his first opportunity to start with us. And then obviously having Trickett to come in and be automatic on all of his PATs and all of his field goals to force the game to go into overtime. And then obviously sending it home with a walk-off fashion winner was big. It was great to protect our home turf, great to be 1-0 at home, and excited about the opportunity that we have this week down at Auburn.
Again, a reminder for our writers on the call, please hit *1 on your keypad for questions for Coach Lewis and all of our coaches throughout today's call. Sean, you touched upon a young kicker, certainly with Matt Trickett. You saw this last year from him as well, obviously, but to be able to come in and just in those situations, you know, as a coach, the consistency and the cards you have with a talented kicker like Matt. Talk about what he brings to your special team unit and your team overall.
Yeah, I mean, he's a special weapon to have. You know, he's a very mature kid, been in a big time stages before coming here from St. Ignatius. You know, he's played high level high school ball and was able to step into the stage and really perform at a high level last year as a freshman. He's remained humble, really refined his technique, and has gotten even better, has continued to grow and devolve in the weight room as well, you know, from some added strength and some added pop, which is really showing with him kicking off when we needed, you know, good kicks late in the game. It wasn't even a question. He was able to drill the ball through the end zone and take a lot of the stress off of that cover unit, because that Kennesaw State return team was the number one kickoff return team in the country at the FCS level last year. Very, very talented kid that they have back there. So having that weapon, and then obviously knowing that when you get into plus territory, you know that you got points, is really something that gives you confidence and really changes the way that you can call the game.
Looking ahead to Saturday and a road trip to Auburn, obviously a tall task for your Golden Flashes, but when you look at film, talk about the challenge you'll get from Auburn, both offensively and defensively.
Yeah, I mean, great opportunity, you know, a primetime game on the ESPN network to go showcase what we're doing. Obviously a very talented team that's playing ball at a high level. You know, you pop on the tape early on here, and obviously the season opener against Oregon, you know, that's a big boy football game right there now. And these Auburn Tigers showed some tremendous fight, tremendous resolve offensively, their speed all over the place. Very, very solid up front. All five offensive linemen are seniors, returning starters. You talk about a unit that plays together as one. I mean, they are very, very talented, very much in sync. You see them handling twists, passing off pressures. They do a really, really good job. Speed at all the skill positions. You know, when you got a guy that runs a documented 10.09, you know, he's going to present some problems, and he won some matchups at birth, and we're going to have to scheme for that. Their freshman quarterback does not act like a freshman, you know, and it showed tremendous resolve, great game-winning drive against Oregon, really maturity and moxie beyond his years. Defensively, I mean, this is as good of a front four as I've ever seen, you know, and that goes back to when we played against NC State, when all four of their kids were drafted after the 2017 season, the D-lines that we played against and when we were at Cuse with Clemson. I mean, these four kids up front now are different, you know, and I'd I keep waking up in the middle of the night. My wife's got to call me down because I'm yelling out Derek Brown. I'm yelling out Big Cat and all these guys who are just really, really good football players. And not only are they talented, but they're really well coached and they play with great discipline. So looking forward to the opportunity. It should be a great environment down there on the plains. I believe it's homecoming. So looking forward to it.
What type of, for your club in growing in week three for the rest of the year, what are you looking to see from your Golden Flashes this Saturday?
To fight and to go down there and win. We do all this training all year round to go down and win. So that's the goal. It always will be the goal, and we're going to go compete.
Defensively, Matt Barr, the leadership he brings last week with the 15 tackles and coming up with the crucial fumble there in overtime. Talk about Matt's performance and what he means and brings to your defense.
Yeah, I mean, it was really a game last week that suited his skill set. He did a great job reading his keys. It was one of those games, again, against a triple option team that you got to be right mentally. Obviously, he's a very cerebral kid, but you got to run to the football. You got to show up in the alley, and you got to bring violence when you do it. He did that. I mean, he did a great job playing with relentless effort, swarming to the football. And when you do those things for the number of snaps, particularly that the defense was on the field, it was really, really great to see his efforts, his preparation be rewarded at the end of the game there to where he's on backside pursuit. He fights through a bunch of trash, and he's straining to get to the ball. And the front side players were able to speed up the option process there. Ball came out. He's there, very opportunistic. Trey did a great job recognizing that it was a city fumble, got it, secured it, and made sure that we ended that play with the possession to flip that thing around and to ultimately, you know, ice the game. So really pleased with his efforts, really a mature kid that's handled everything that's been thrown his way, all the adversity and everything that he's gone through, you know, like a pro, the way that you would expect. And really glad that he's a part of our family and embodies the culture that we're creating.
Offensively, young receiver Isaiah McCoy, only a sophomore, and for him to be able to have a game on Saturday where, again, making big plays, a 75-yard touchdown connection with Dustin Crum, and overall having a career-high 7 catches and 125 yards receiving. Talk about a performance like that for a young receiver and what that can mean.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's going to give him confidence going forward. Not that Isaiah needs much more confidence than he already has, because after every single possession, he's one of those wide receivers that he'd be stuck in a phone booth with three DBs and pick up the phone and call you and tell you that he's open. He has that mindset. He wants the ball thrown his way each and every single time. But for him to get some return on his work and on his investment and his preparation was great to see. He'll be the first to tell you that there's still a lot of stuff that he needs to clean up, because he had some opportunities late in the game to really put it away and for us not to have to go to overtime. And he needs to be cleaner in those situations. But kid that we were very fortunate to get late when we were first hired here, and he's done a great job maturing through the system. And hopefully this is a kind of a springboard moment for him, if you will, and he can go on and do great things going forward.
Well, Sean, thank you for your time. Congratulations on the overtime victory. We'll let you get back to preparation for Auburn. I want to wish you the best of luck on Saturday, and we'll talk to you again next Monday morning.
Great. Thanks, Ken.
Thank you, Sean. Again, for Sean Lewis and his Kent State Golden Flashes, coming off a 26-23 overtime win over Kennesaw State. In that contest, again, Matt Barr, linebacker, led with 15 tackles, a tackle for loss, and a fumble recovery in overtime, and also wide receiver Isaiah McCoy, 125 yards receiving on 7 catches and 1 touchdown, and of course, sophomore kicker Matt Trickett's 39-yard field goal with 9 seconds forced the overtime, and then won it with a 43-yarder in overtime for that 26-23 victory. Kent State will be at Auburn this coming Saturday, September 14th, that game at 7 p.m. Eastern, and available on ESPN2.